Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Musique sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 to 2pm.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to another episode of Music Sans Frontières. Thanks very much to Gavin and Billabong Beats. Like I was telling him as we did this changeover, it's always good to catch up with what's happening around the Billabong. And there was some relevant revision for some of us earlier on in the episode of Billabong Beats. So thanks very much, Gavin, Choco, and guests. And so it goes, folks. Well, how you feeling, peoples? How you feeling? Feels like I've been away for a lot longer than just a fortnight. But music's been with me all along, folks. Never fear, never fear. And I hope it has been for you. And on today's episode, we're going to pretty much do a journey through the Balkan region. A lot of tunes related to that place on the planet, in that Europe area, Northern Hemisphere, having hot summers, and hopefully staying safe. But there's a big question mark still. And everybody down here in Southeast Australia and Melbourne, Victoria, enjoy the freedom. Enjoy the freedom, folks. Still got to be safe, but that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Meanwhile, back to the music. Got a brand new release, which I was very excited to get my hands on. Got it from down at Basement Discs in the city. One of the record stores, folks, that's been doing it tough. Staying open throughout the entire time of the pandemic. Big effort. Might have a little bit of French language. But like I said, it'll be certainly all variations within the Balkan area. And my guest around about 12:30 will be Misha Dumnov, who I've met relatively recently. Very distinguished composer. He's got a gig happening at La Mama Musica next Monday. I'm excited about that one. And also, I might have if it works out, I'll have a quick yarn with Stefan from Stefan Nochevsky from Circus Balkanicus, who are doing a gig for Leaps and Bounds Festival on Friday at the Central Club Hotel. That's a surprise. So that's all pretty exciting. He's just provided me with a little bit of a playlist. I'll give you a bit of a sample of that. And I'll try and play a little medley of Jivan Gasparyan, who we lost last week, the Duduk player from Armenia, and a couple other bits and pieces. We might have a little bit of the Spanish language and might finish the show. I want to finish off the show with a song from Raffaella Carrà, legendary Italian pop star, passed away just recently. I think the funeral was on Friday. In her 70s, I think it was lung cancer, but she was a dancer and amazing show person, but became very, very well known in Spain. So there. But in the meantime, that new release I was telling you about, Nina Simone, The Montreux Years, double CD, around about, in the 70s, recorded in the 70s. But I'm going to play two tracks from CD one that were recorded 13th of July. Yes, folks. 13th of July. Back in, 1967. Was it 1967? Maybe. I'll confirm that after here. But I'll let Nina introduce the band for you. Okay? Stand by, folks. Stand by. Okay.
Thank you. Al Shackman on guitar. Leopoldo Fleming on drums, on percussion. And Paul Robinson on drums. And this is a song we learned from when we were in Liberia for the 3 years we lived there. I guess most of you know about that. When we were in Africa for 3 years, we learned this. And it's called Liberian Calypso. And in the middle of it, I want you to sing with me, Run Nina. I'll show you how it goes. Are you gonna say it with me?
Run, Nina.
Okay, let's try it again. Don't play that this time. Let's see if we can get them to say Run, Nina.
Okay.
In 1974, that's the year, I went straight home, cause I had too much to fear. I had dreamed for oh so long that one day I'd be going home. From there, there's gossip in the town. Nobody knows what's really going down. Stench, smells, I couldn't stand it. The dirtier you are, the more you're hit. Run, Nina. Oh, I got to go.
Run, Nina.
Oh, the man's at the door.
Run, Nina.
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Nina.
God is holding me hand. Okay, now you got it.
Now
we'll sing the song. There's so much gossip in the town. Nobody knows what's really going down. Stench, smell, I couldn't stand it. The dirtier you are, the more you're hit.
Run, Nina.
Oh, I got to go.
Run, Nina.
Oh, the man's at the door.
Run, Nina.
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Nina.
God is holding me hand. Right out of sight. What I mean is this, I went with a friend. We sat through the night right through the end. The music was American and oh so good that I jumped up just where I stood.
Run, Nina.
Oh, I got to go.
Run, Nina.
Oh, the man's at the door.
Run, Nina.
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Nina.
God is holding me hand. All around, I was so happy to be in town. And as I slowly began to strip, everybody thought I was so hip. I danced all over the place, you know, all over the ceiling, all over the floor, up in the balcony, all around. It felt so good just being in town. Oh, I got to go. Oh, the man's at the door. Run as fast as you can. God is holding. They said, go, go! I danced for hours, hours on end. I thought, dear Lord, you are my friend. You brought me home to Liberia, and all other places are inferior. You brought me home to Liberia, and all other places are inferior.
Run, Nina.
Oh, I got to go.
Run, Nina.
Oh, the man's at the door.
Run, Nina.
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Nina.
God is holding me hand.
Run, Nina.
it was complete, you know. Friends were happy to say, go, go! I danced for hours, hours on end. I said, dear Lord, you are my friend. You brought me home to Liberia, and all other places are inferior. You brought me home to Liberia, and all other places are inferior.
Run.
Oh, I got to go. Ne me quitte pas, il faut oublier tout, peut s'oublier, qui s'enfuit déjà, oublier le ton des malentendus et le ton perdu, à savoir comment oublier ses heures. Qui tu es parfois coup de pourquoi le cœur de bonheur ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Moi, je t'offrirai des perles de pluie. Venu de pays où il ne pleut pas, je creuserai la terre jusqu'après ma mort pour t'ouvrir ton corps doré de lumière. Je ferai un domaine où l'amour sera roi, où l'amour sera loi, où je serai reine. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, pour Jack Brel, ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas. Je t'inventerai des mots insensés que tu comprendras. Je te parlerai de ces amours-là qui ont vu deux fois le cœur s'embraser. Je te raconterai histoire de se voir mort de n'avoir pas. Pour te raconter, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. On a vu souvent rejaillir le feu de l'ancien volcan qu'on croyait trop beau. Il est paraît-il de terre brûlée, d'un a plus de blé qu'en meilleur avril. Et quand vient le soir, pour qu'on s'y flamboie, le rouge et le noir ne s'épousent-ils pas? Ne me quitte pas. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, Montreux et France. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Je ne vais plus pleurer, je ne vais plus parler. Je me cacherai là à te regarder danser et sourire et à t'écouter.
chanté et puis rire. Laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, l'ombre de ta main, l'ombre de ton chien. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. Bonsoir.
Tu n'avais aucun remords.
15 years you've been here. Lord.
Seulement le besoin.
15 years. 15 years. This man has been giving you.
Tu ne souffriras pas mon sourire. On n'aurait jamais dû s'installer dans l'autre. Ma chère, évite de nuire la vôtre. C'est ma vie. Mais c'est ton style. De m'arracher les droits et de changer les lois. Come on, come on, come on, tell me that you love me. It was late at night when we fighting. Que ma vie soit vide, se remplit de fourmis. Qui me poursuit dans la nuit. I was crazy in the dark, and there were lots and lots and lots of spikes. Des cailloux de malheur dans mes veines, du sang dans la haine. Ah, des scènes figées dans la peine, cire les canons, déchire. Toi et moi va être spectaculaire comme les feux d'artifice dans les airs. Mais ce qui éclate à l'intérieur va brûler nos yeux et voler nos vœux. Come on, come on, come on, tell me that you love me. Sois rempli de fourmis qui me poursuit dans la nuit. Je grimpe les falaises de malaise dans la nuit, rempli de pluie, rempli la nuit. Tire les canons, déchire.
I didn't stage manage Dr. Simone properly then, so I'm going to get in big trouble. She tried to continue singing, and I said, no, you can't sing now. It was Martha Wainwright's turn. It's a brand new single from Martha Wainwright from Montreal, Falaise de Malaise, and it's off her soon to be released in August record, Love Will Be Reborn, and she's singing in Franglais, and she admits that she reckons she's not a good piano player. But she's doing it anyway. So there. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the rest of that record sounds like from Martha Wainwright. And we start off the show with two tunes from Dr. Nina Simone, of course, from a brand new double CD, beautifully packaged, little book, Nina Simone, The Montreux Years. Those two tunes followed each other on CD1, and they're recorded at the Casino Montreux on the 13th of July. Yes, today, back in 1990. There's recordings from 1987, 1976, 1990, and then on CD2, they were recorded live at the Casino Casale on the 16th of June, 1968. So wonderful quality, and she does a bit of talking, but that's good. That's good to hear how the performance went. So that's Nina Simone. It's available now, the Montreux Sessions. I think there's a lot of other records coming out under that title, label. So keep an eye and ear out for them. So wonderfully produced, as I said. We're going to go to Norway now. A couple of tunes from ECM, from the ECM label. And the first one is Sinica Langeland. And the record is called Wolf Rune. And my Norwegian is very, very poor. But they are a kantele player. So it's an interesting string instrument. And it's poems. And it's a little bit experimental. And bits and pieces. There's vocals as well. And I think... it's a very interesting record, folks. There's a song about the blue whale too. But this is the title track, Wolf Rune, from Sinica Langeland from Norway on the ECM label, folks.
Sossi sommann solke kahan Sossi sommann solke kahan Huvä me hän on emäntä Annika aviovaimo Koiran kannoi kohtusansa Pienen pennun pernasansa, siimoi tippui pilvistä, vest taivasta putoisi. Ota ja tiputa, tinaiset naulat, läpi kuun, läpi peivän, läpi syöjätteren sydämen. Särna
de Sankte Gøran med Jønn, Viksel og Jønn Sæla. Legg bytte over tunga, steng av gneldre grinna. Legg bytte over tunga, steng av gneldre grinna. Gjøm kløn i rufsraggen, tenga i gråtaskum. I Faderens, Sønnens og den hellige ånds navn.
This is 3CR.
Byssan, byssan, liten sul. Byssan, byssan, liten sul. Byssan, byssan, båne. Gryta häng i koka full av jord med gröt åt det vässle bånen. Byssan, byssan, bånen. Byssan, byssan, liten sul. Byssan, byssan, liten sul. Byssan, byssan, båne. gryta häng i ånen. Koka full av ro med gröt åt det vässle bånen. Bussan, bussan bånen. Bussan, bussan bånen. Bussan, bussan, liten sul. Bussan, bussan, liten sul. Bussan, bussan, båne. Gryta häng i åne. Koka full av ro med gröt. Det vässle båne. Bussan, bussan båne. Bussan, bussan båne.
Some delicate music there, folks. That's a trio. Thomas Stronen, Ayumi Tanaka, and Marta Leah, I think that's how you could say all the names, from an ECM record called Bayou. That was the title track, Bayou. Basically, it was recorded in August 2018 at Lugano's Auditorio Stelio Moro, produced by Manfred Escher, of course, from ECM. And Bayou is based on a traditional Norwegian tune. And so improvisations, folks. And so all the pieces, basically recorded live, improvised, are named for diverse waterways, rivers, and lakes. So, yeah, there you go. And we began a little bracket from another ECM label, Norwegian as well, Sinica Lungeland, and the record is Wolf Rune. And all these are all brand new from this year, 2021. And that was also the title track. And I'm going to try and get Misha Dumnov on the line shortly. I'll begin with a piece which is called Commandeering of the Balkan. And this was recorded performed live by the VCA Symphony Orchestra, I think, back in 2011. So we'll see what Misha's got to say, folks. Stay tuned. Listen to Music Sans Frontières. Thank you. folks. We're just listening to the end of this piece by Misha Dumnov. And I've got Misha on the line, actually, and he maybe can tell us about when it was recorded. Welcome to Music Sans Frontières, Misha Dumnov.
Hi, Joe. that piece actually is a school piece I did at BCA in 2005, I think.
Wow.
I put together an orchestra and conducted it. It was about 20 people.
Yeah.
I'd only been playing Balkans for a few years then, maybe 10 years, 8 years. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to write a straight Balkans piece. I just kind of wrote a fusion of different stuff.
I guess, how did you, when you say just for a few years, was there a particular reason that you sent you in that direction?
Well, it was a bunch of stuff. I was born in Moldova, and I grew up in Akhetim Gorodok, which is kind of in the middle of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But I was born basically on the outskirts of the Balkans, and I've sort of had that music around me from, you know, also from a lot of Jewish heritage music from Jewish heritage in the area, even though it was Soviet era.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of rediscovered it all when Underground came out, which is when everyone got into Balkans in 95, when the film Underground came out.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, yeah, this is kind of my music. I started playing it properly.
Mm-hmm.
In 95, I would have been 17.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you had music around you. When you talk about 17, I mean, you were introduced to musical instruments very early then, Misha.
I went to music school in Russia, so I had six subjects of music, including composition. I think I wrote, like, I penned my first tune at six or something like that. Like, put pencil to paper. I remember what I wrote, actually.
Wow, that's extraordinary.
Remember that piece?
Yeah, amazing. And okay, you went to music school, but did you have any other music around you, pretty much? I mean, was it in your family?
Well, it is now. I think they've both got good ears, my parents, but they're scientists. You know, we were living in a town that was designed for scientific personnel. It was like an experimental town.
Wow.
And, yeah, my parents are maths and science people. So my brother and I, my brother's younger than me, but we both ended up being musicians and, somehow.
Yeah.
I just started singing at a young age and annoying my parents. They sent me off to music school. I wanted to play the violin. I think I started playing violin at five.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So going to school in Russia, and you left. So when did you leave your region? I didn't tell the listeners that you have travelled and you've lived in various places around the planet. When did you start travelling after music school? Or where did you go first of all?
Oh, well, in the Soviet Union, I kind of lived in two different places. I sort of spent the school year in, you know, in Akhetim Gorodok, in an academic town, and I spent the summers in Moldova.
Yeah.
And then we became refugees and we moved to New Zealand, and I came to Melbourne on my own.
Yeah.
I moved to Melbourne when I was in the late 90s.
Yeah, right.
And then I lived here for almost a dozen years, and then lived in Europe for 10 years, and now I'm back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did my undergrad here at BCA,
uh-huh.
composition undergrad.
Mm.
And then I did a master's and a PhD in Europe whilst touring with the band and doing the rock and roll thing.
Uh-huh. Can you give us names?
What do you mean?
Name names in the sense of who
off the box.
At that level of when you were doing rock and roll.
I had a band called Babok. I think you had a track there, or I don't know if you played it, but I actually hadn't tuned in. Tar Caviar, the track. That's a Babok song I wrote.
Okay.
That's got Russian lyrics and kind of a klezmer scale.
Yeah. Well, it's a big piece. I'm going to play that after we start talking, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that's but I've rewritten it for the show on Monday, so we're playing it on Monday, sort of revised it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Monday is going to be pretty exciting for me.
Is this your first real performance showing off some compositions since you've been back?
it's my first full band gig in Melbourne. Like, I've done a few gigs in Melbourne, yeah. Make It Up Club and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's my first full band show.
Excellent.
In Melbourne since 2011. I had a band here before I left.
So we should tell the listener, this is all part of La Mama Musica, which happens on Mondays. I don't think it's every Monday, but so I've got this show at 7:30 on Monday night, which is 19th of July, already getting to the middle of July. And it's over there at Drummond Street in Carlton. You can possibly still book tickets for it. But how did you collect the musicians for this particular show, Misha?
Well, some of it is guys I've known forever. One of the people in the band actually did his undergrad in composition with me. It's called Pete Lebua, who's going to play the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Tanner is a close friend of mine, and he runs a band called Boltgrad, which actually had a big impact on me.
Yeah.
You couldn't go to a pub and sing along to a Russian tune from the 80s. You know, until Andy put that band together.
Amazing.
And that was huge. You know, it was so much fun. You know, that band started in 2005.
It's a big story. It's a big story. And we've been very fortunate to have Andrew and the crazy singer,
Jacek,
here in the studio doing a tune with Therese on the panel here. And that was good fun. But the Volgograd of given me hours of entertainment over the years.
Carl Polke is in the band. He was musical director of Circus Oz for many years.
I think I've had a yarn with Carl as well in the past, yeah.
Yeah, he's an amazing musician. Mm. He lives around the corner, Andy lives around the corner, and I know Carl through his partner, Anya, that I've known for basically as soon as I came to Melbourne. I would have seen her play and known her, so I know him through her. And Chris Lewis is a drummer I met through Carl. Actually, no, we met even before that. But anyway, he's kind of a recent recruit.
Yeah.
You've
got a little support.
Stefan Lachewski, he's a trumpet player. He's kind of made a name for himself. He's a young guy who's made a name for himself. And then Balkans. And he's a real deal. Plays lots of Macedonian weddings.
I might have a yarn with him after I speak with you. Actually, he's made himself available for just a few moments, so that's really nice.
Good stuff. Good for him.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, he's a really solid trumpet player, and he's got a really good attitude. He's really professional. He's really cool. good kid. Really like him.
Yeah, excellent.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you. Is that everyone?
No. I keep interrupting you, perhaps.
No.
That's all fine. And you've got a couple. Is it a support act? Ryan Williams and Diego Villalta?
Yes, they're doing like a really short set. I think they're doing like a 20-minute set in the first half, and then we're going to do a solid 45 minutes banging 45-minute set in the second half.
And you've called a book of wanderings.
Yeah, well, that's kind of actually the name of an orchestral piece that I thought I was going to rewrite for this commission, because I was commissioned to write the piece.
Mm-hmm.
And originally when I applied for the grant, I said I'd write 15 minutes of music, which is would have been a rewrite of that five-movement orchestral work.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought that actually might be better. Instead of rewriting something old, I wrote some new stuff. And had more of a kind of an art orchestra / band, kind of semi-acoustic, but also quite raucous and fun. And really, I think it's going to be a lot better. So just the title survived from the grant application, really.
Uh-huh.
Book of Wanderings is a nice piece, and I wrote it. It'll get it played one day. It hasn't been played yet.
Yeah.
Needs work. Needs rework, really.
That's all right. You're composing, and music is your life, and it's very, very exciting to have a yarn with a musician of your caliber, and all the people that you do have around you. And collaborations are a whole new different story than there's improvisations. I've just begun the piece. It's Commandeering of. Oh, sorry, not that one.
Sorry.
You should play Tark Aviar when we get off the phone and promote the show.
No, that's right. Actually,
sorry, I'm telling you what to do.
No, I was supposed to be doing that. I got distracted. I was supposed to be playing that while we were talking.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
No, it's a big piece. It's a really distinctive piece. There it is. You can tell folks. You can introduce it actually about how this piece came about.
I wrote it really fast and just rewrote it. I rewrote it really fast now.
Yeah.
So I should just let it speak for itself. It's in Russian, so translating it. Thanks a lot for the opportunity, Joe. I really look forward to seeing you there.
That's all right, Misha. I mean, it's been really nice meeting you and all the connections within the Melbourne music scene. And, you know, the Balkan influences have been huge in Melbourne town over the years in all sorts of versions of it, and coming from you got the Romani Gypsy and then you got the dance floor stuff and the whole Gucci with the trumpets. So it's pretty exciting. So it's a really nice coincidence that you got a show on Monday and Stefan's got a show on Friday. So I think folks can really indulge themselves for sure. Real double header, I reckon.
Great. I didn't even know about Stefan's show.
Yeah, it's part of the Leaps and Bounds Festival. It's just come out of very different. It's performing at the Central Club Hotel, and I haven't been to a gig there for a long time in Richmond, which is pretty bizarre. So there you go. But look, all the best, Misha, and I look forward to checking you out on Monday night. And I've played some other material of yours. You've just been doing soundtracks to animations and stuff, so that's pretty exciting too. So that's a conversation for another day, Misha, I think.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Thanks a lot.
All the best, mate. Take care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Ciao.
Гаснут во мгле уносящиеся огни, и мне видно только что впереди. Снова с ветром несемся мы, одиночки. Скоростей, как вопрос, кто ты такой? А в ответ только чувство, что я чужой. Звезды ставят в ночных предложениях точки. Не надо мне рангов и погон, а только мотор и разгон. И нужно, чтоб пары ели ночь, и серый бетон уносился назад и прочь.
στείλε μελέ του ατέ Σερεϊμάν, σισερεϊμάν Τέτοι έρπατε, νίκα πατέ Δράκο στείλε μελέ του ατέ Δράκο στείλε μελέ του ατέ Σερεϊμάν, σισερεϊμάν
There you go, folks. Who's that amazing voice? It's Esma Redzepova. A little shortened version of that famous song that she does, many people have done, Zlem Zlem. And that's from the Gypsy Caravan, music inspired by the film When the Road Bends. It's a fantastic film. I think the CD came out back in 2007. And before that, we had a group based in Queensland, Kadak, from the record Music Masala's compilation, a spicy blend of music and life, volume 3. And yeah, that was the tune. What was that tune called? I'm just going to. Zapleva Sovka Pitka, but I've said it terribly. And we started off that little bracket with the Barcelona Gypsy Balkan Orchestra from their record Avo Canto, Grandfather Songs, from 2018. And Saramain, and you've heard that song many, many times, folks, but it's a Romanian song. It's a word that can't be really translated, and it's referring to. A feeling that invades you when you are in love. Everything turns upside down, folks. It's Swadade in Portuguese or Sevda in Bosnian. So there. But on the line, you can hear right now, I've got another special guest, Stefan Nocevski. And welcome to 3CR Music Sans Frontiers, Stefan. Stefan. Oh, you've got to switch the radio off, Stefan. There you go.
Hello?
Good on you, mate. You've got to switch the radio off. It's okay. You're hearing my echo. Hello, Steph. Can you hear me? Yep. You switch the radio off and you'll be able to hear me.
Hello, Joe?
Yeah. We can't hear me? I might just have to. I'll just play some music and I'll ring you back, Stefan. Okay. Hang on a second. Here we go. It's all right. It's all happening, folks.
Crentine amet
Shava.
I shouldn't be fading out this song. It's a very famous song. Yeah. Maybe Stefan, you can introduce what this song's all about.
I don't really know this song, man. What it's all about. It's a different language.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Stefan, thanks very much for making yourself available just for a few minutes. I know you're workplace. But it's really nice because I was just speaking to Misha Dubnov before, and you're going to be in his band for the gig next Monday. But you've got a show.
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. You've got a show this Friday.
As
part of the Leaps and Bounds Festival. And your little ensemble is called Circus Balkanicus.
Yes, that's correct.
And Misha already said that you're a very special trumpet player, so you represent that whole genre. Can you just give a brief background about where you're from, Stefan?
My name is Stefan Ochevski. I'm originally from Macedonia, from the East Europe, from the Balkans. I was born in Macedonia and came to Australia 10 years ago.
And you've been doing music for a long time?
Yes, I've been doing music for since I was 9 years old. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. Not too dissimilar to Misha, so that's really nice. And And so, how did Circus Balkanicus get together? Who've got on the band in the band that's going to be on Friday night at the Central Club Hotel in Richmond?
We have my brother Jovancho, who is an accordion player.
Yep.
And we have Faruk, who plays guitar, Mickey on drums, and Cinco on keys.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we are a five-piece band. So we play Balkan music.
Yeah.
We try to bring different elements to the band, with some jazz influence, some reggae as well.
Excellent.
So, yeah, and we're trying to bring this unique sound to the crowd.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I was very surprised that you got a gig with Leaps and Bounds. So that's really nice. And playing it at a venue which has got legendary status, but in recent times, I don't think has been doing much music of your caliber or the Melbourne independent scene. So I think that'll be pretty nice, and it's easy to get to there in Burnley, Richmond, so that's good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're expecting some people to come. Yeah. We're expecting some Balkan people to join the gig, and also from other cultures as well.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, the whole Balkan thing, it's very diverse. I mean, Balkan's just a word, but very, very diverse. And hence I was getting you to say something about that song. I mean, a lot of Greek musicians that I know sing that particular song, that Edelezi. And so, yeah, it's pretty wild. But you gave me a little bit of a playlist of some of the acts. And obviously, Esma Redzepova, very, very fortunate to see you play at a community gig here in Melbourne many years ago. I must thank Sister BB over there at Triple R who got me onto Esma and went to this community gig. And we would have been probably the only people from former Yugoslavia that weren't from Yugoslavia there. so it was really nice. And obviously Goran Bregovic has come here a few times to Australia. That piece, Edelezi, comes from the film Time of the Gypsies, that Emir Kusturica. And there's a couple of female singers, Anastasia Petrescu, and some others, and Carolina Gocheva.
Carolina Gocheva, that's correct.
Can you tell me anything about those singers? Are they going to be in your repertoire?
Yes. Actually, no. Karolina Gotcheva won't be in the repertoire. Okay. But yeah, we have some songs from Esma Recepova. We're gonna play at the Lizzie as well on Friday. So yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. I'd be very, very curious now to see how your ensemble puts it all together. So that's really nice. So
yeah.
So folks can go to the Leaps and Bounds website to book a ticket and have some fun, I reckon, on Friday night. So that's really nice.
Definitely. They can go on there. Yeah.
Now, Stefan, I will continue playing that tune that I interrupted, but then you've also got a piece which is called Zik Tak. I think it's an instrumental, if I remember.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's an instrumental piece that I recorded here in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's an original.
Excellent.
Tune
excellent.
From myself. Yeah.
So will you be sneaking in a few originals on Friday
night? Yes, I will be playing some original tunes as well.
Yeah.
That I composed with my brother. A few
years
back, and yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But there will be some traditional, some originals, and some covers as well from famous singers from the Balkans.
So you've talked about Bosnian and Sevda blues. I mean, we've got some Sevda performers here. Sara Iluminado especially comes to mind. Really good friends of mine too, and it's really nice getting some of the Macedonian elements out there too. So that's great. But look, I know you're busy, so thanks very much for making yourself available, Stefan, and I look forward to catching you on Friday night.
No problem, Joe. Thank you very much. You have a good day, and again, thanks for the Leaps and Bounds for giving us the opportunity to be part of the festival.
Absolutely. All the best. Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hey there, this is Nella, the singer of Sara Iluminado, and you're listening to 3CR 855 AM, and you're listening to Musique Sans Frontières. We'll be right back.
online and nationwide right across Australia from the 1st to the 31st of July, and at Cinema Nova from the 21st to the 31st of July. Melbourne Documentary Film Festival's Documentary Month showcases the best local and international documentaries. Check out the incredible lineup at mdff.org.au, cinemanova.com.au, and watch.eventive.org/mdff, and book your tickets and streams today. Melbourne Documentary Film Festival is a 3CR supporter.
The Melbourne Documentary Film Festival returns with a huge showcase of factual filmmaking. Highlights include Cry of the Forests, a look at WA's sacred southwest forests and the activists trying to protect them. Mental as Anything, a heartwarming story about what it's like to live with mental illness. The Price of Truth, a look at Julian Assange and WikiLeaks with never-before-seen interviews. And many more. July 21st to 31st at Cinema Nova.
A 3CR supporter.
Keffiyehs are Palestinian scarves, and they're a symbol of support for justice for the Palestinian people. Buying one will support the last remaining factory in Hebron that makes keffiyehs, and all proceeds from the sales support projects in Palestine, especially Gaza, as well as local solidarity organisations. From the traditional black and white keffiyeh to an array of modern designs, all scarves are just $30 each. Explore the range and order online. Wear your support for the rights of Palestinians. Go to keffiyehs.org.au. That's keffiyehs.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
So there you go, folks. There's plenty to do out there, as well as catching some live music. And I think I did want to see something at the Iranian Film Festival as well, but I've had some distractions, unfortunately. So there you go. But no excuse for you, perhaps. And we'll see what we can do. And before those important announcements, we played the original tune, Zik Tak, from Stefan Nochevsky that he talked about. So, there you go. If you're curious about their flavour of Balkan sounds, go to the Central Club Hotel this Friday night as part of the Leaps and Bounds Festival, folks. And you can go to the website and book your tickets. There are certainly plenty of options happening. So, anyway, there you go. And I'm going to play some more tunes. El Jadida. Well, I think they're known as Jadida now, but they put out a record quite a few years ago, 2001, and Gypsies in an Urban Desert. And I'm going to do the opening tune, which is called Kamarke, Part 1. But they are playing this Friday night as well at the bar next door, if that's your particular take. And we've also got Bella Chow playing at the Claypots down there at Hardware Lane in Melbourne on Friday night. And Eightful Felix and the Pirate Sky Rebellion are doing a single launch at Nightcat on Friday night as well. So there are plenty of options, and things are going good at the moment in Melbourne town. But you must always check. Social media is probably the best way, realistically, to check to see whether any of these gigs are still going on or have been cancelled or postponed due to what was going on a few weeks ago, folks. So always check at the moment to make sure that these gigs are happening. But there you go. On Saturday, we've got the Joliba Rattler happening at the Kindred Bandroom, and over there in Yarraville, a fantastic space. And 3 o'clock show, so no excuse to not go out in the daytime. That's a little super group with Marley and Griot, modern day Griot there. So check that one out. And great band, Mark Ferry on ukulele, bass, Ray Pereira on percussion, and George Bertrumlis on piano, accordion, folks.
Kuyati fella out there in the front, leading it all on. Fantastic stuff. Anya Reynolds, Synchrotronica, is happening at Open Studio on Saturday night early, about 6:30. So we heard Misha mention Anya as well. Nina Rose at Boite World Music Cafe gig and the Smashing Evos and Play at Martha, happening at the Boite World Music Cafe over there at Mark Street, North Fitzroy. It is sold out. But I think it's sold out, but it's live, but also it will be streamed if you can't get out and watch it from home instead. So that are really good options. So boite.com.au to check out those details and book your tickets, folks. And La Descarga are doing the Colombian Independence Day Fiesta at the Miranda Bar in Flinders Lane, Melbourne, as well on Saturday night. Lucy Wise launching her Broadbean single. Lucy came in a few weeks ago to play that live, much appreciated. Happening at the Bluestone Theatre in Kyneton, if you're out that way. Otherwise, you've got also Living Out Loud plus Guarani Men's Georgian Vocal Ensemble and Breathing Space Songs on Swan. That's Swan Street Shopping Centre. Interesting. 10 o'clock Saturday morning there in Richmond Town, folks. So there, check it out. Sunday, Mark Ferry's Instant Noodles playing at Jumbo in Barclay Street, Footscray. Check to make sure that's happening. And Amador Susu is doing a gig at Bar Russo over there in Brunswick at 7:30 on Sunday night. And Monday, got two fantastic options for you there. Like we said, Misha Dumnov and his ensemble playing La Mama Musica, 7:30. Get your tickets via... I think you can go to La Mama website, you'll be able to book tickets there. Or if you want to go to the Recital Centre Salon, a really beautiful show with Alara and Maddie Culver-Walker, Lily Walker and Dr. Lou Bennett, Song Woman. That's a very special gig. So heaps happening here, folks. Wednesday nights, you've still got Con Calamares and Wayne Simmons doing their Rebetica Jam, but at Tria Corsia in Queens Parade, Fitzroy North. But like Wayne mentioned to me just the other day on Sunday, anywhere from 2 people to 15 people can be involved in a jam. It's pretty extraordinary. So something to do on a Wednesday night, folks, and get a meal as well there. It's, you can eat there. And, I think that's heaps. And now Vardos is doing some gigs at the Docklands next Friday. Bella Chow doing gigs at Claypots as well. Zulian and Children Underground, I think it's sold out, unfortunately, but that's good for them. On Saturday the 24th, Alwan will be doing the Firelight Festival at Docklands as well on Saturday the 24th of July. But let's continue with the music for the final half hour of Music Sans Frontiers today. I'm your host, Joe Malinaji, and here is El Jadida, folks. Thank you.
You're listening to Radical Radio 3CR.
Hi, this is Rafif Ziada, and you're listening to 3CR, Pro-Palestinian, Happily Proud Radio.
Mm-hmm.
laid that down. Naughty for some, I know. We just listened to a bit of Vian Gasparian, the master duduk player from Armenia who recently passed away. I'm just going to try and do a little bit of a mix. Three different tunes of his over the years before we finish off the show today. But what we just heard beforehand was a piece called Sufi from Tijuana Cartel, folks. Yes, from their brand new record Acid Pony coming out this year, 2021. They're doing a tour. Obviously, their New South Wales and Queensland tours have been mucked around a little bit. But a very interesting record they put out. Very interesting record indeed. And before Tijuana Cartel, we had Joseph Tawadros with his brand new record called Hope in an Empty City out this year, 2021. That was a piece called The Longer Road. He's got some fantastic musicians with him and giving him a very different sound. Got Laith Siddiq on violin, Scott Colley on double bass, Dan Weiss on drums, and David Fuzniski on guitar. So, yeah, I think he might have been hanging out in New York before COVID hit, and this has come about. So pretty exciting stuff, a really nice record too. I want to listen to more of that one as well, Joseph Tawadros. And before that we had Al Jadida from their record of 2001, Gypsies in an Urban Desert, Camarque Part 1. So what you're listening to now is Divan Gasparan from his record Apricots from Eden back in 1996, the piece Taran Taran. Then I'm going to mix a piece in called I Don't Give a Sigh in My Life from the Art of the Armenian Duduk record of 2001. And then a bit of Fallen Star from his collaboration with Michael Brook on the Real World label, the Black Rock record from 1998. Enjoy, folks. Respect.
Thank you.
So there you go, folks. Just a little sample of the music of Jovan Gasparian, the master duduk player from Armenia. That's his collaboration with Michael Brook back in 1998 on the record Black Rock, a tune called Fallen Star. Before that, we had a piece from the Art of the Armenian Duduk of 2001, I Don't Give a Sigh in My Life. And we started off with a piece from Apricots from Eden, 1996, Taran Taran. So there, follow up with music of Jovan Gasparian and move into another space, folks. Okay, Rose Paez, brand new single from her. This is Mir Telembi, and it's about the legend of the creation of one of the rivers in Colombia.
Alumbrando mi camino para hallarte, y yo te vi en la cima descansando para siempre en sueño. Espérame, mi Telembi, no me dejes sola aquí, mi Telembi. Y caímos en esas aguas de tu río.
Si fuera esperanza lo que le habla al mundo, háblame como si fuera belleza que vive, como él haría una estrella de baile, como la luna en la noche lo dice al mar. Háblame como si fuera una rosa que están haciendo, háblame sin hablar, como en la rosa que nace, y en todo el silencio se hace sentir. Háblame como si fuera esperanza, háblame si fuera la rosa, háblame como si fuera belleza, háblame como si fuera el amor, háblame así.
Tierra le habla al mundo, así que la luz ama la oscuridad para vivir. Como la simple puesta del sol es infinita, también lo son las palabras que viven del silencio. Como una rosa que nace y en todo el silencio se hace sentir. Háblame como si fuera esperanza. Háblame como si fuera la rosa. Háblame como si fuera belleza. Háblame si fuera el amor. Háblame así, háblame así, sin decir una palabra.
I have to fade this one out, I'm sorry, but this is Cecilia La Roja with this tune, Háblame, like the moon at night talks to the sea, like a simple sunset talks to the world. There you go. Stay tuned for Great Voices, Celtic Folk Show afterwards. And I'm going to finish off this episode of Music Songs Frontiers. Thanks very much for all the people that donated over the Radiothon. Really, really, really appreciate it. And I'll catch some of you out there at a live gig soon. But yes, I'm going to leave you with a tune from 60s, 70s star Raffaella Carrà from Bologna, Italy. She recently passed away from lung cancer. Fantastic dancer, performer, and my mum had this single, and I'm going to play it for you right now. Listen. Have we got it happening? There you go.
Mi piaci. Mi piaci.
All the best. Ciao.
Mi piaci. Tanto, tanto. Sembra incredibile, ma sono cotta di te. Mi piaci. Mi piaci, ah, 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 mi piace, tanto, tanto, ah, questo stranissimo ballo che faccio con te si chiama Tuca, 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 l'ho inventato io per poterti dire mi piaci, mi piaci, mi piaci, mi piaci, mi piaci, ti voglio. Guardo, lo sai cosa voglio da te.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.